The national economic slowdown is proving to be tough on many groups of Americans, including smokers. Already this year, numerous states have tried to erase budget deficits by raising tobacco taxes. California faces the nation's largest ocean of red ink, and it's considering the nation's highest cigarette tax. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, it's one of several proposals for how to balance a budget that's nearly 2 months overdue.
The current national average tax on a pack of cigarettes is 58.8 cents. Under a Democratic plan in the California legislature, the tax in the Golden State would rise from an already high 87 cents to $3. The only other place with a tax that high is New York City. If California does hike the tax that much, it will cost smokers like Herb Wesson around $7 to buy one pack. Might that encourage him to quit?
I'm going to do my best to, yes.
But Wesson is one smoker who can't complain about the proposed tax, since as the Speaker of the California State Assembly, he's the one proposing it. Not only would it raise a projected $1.7 billion, says Wesson, but the tax may actually stop young people from picking up his habit.
I truly believe that this is the only tax that will save lives. One in every four high school students smoke. And I think by this increase, they're going to have to make a choice between going to see the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie or tobacco. And I think the big movie or the arcade will win out.
The cigarette tax is just the latest idea for how to help bridge California's gaping $24 billion deficit. An idea to raise the annual license fees on cars proved wildly unpopular in the capital of car culture. Another idea that got stuck in the mud would have temporarily raised income taxes on the wealthiest Californians. That would have affected Assemblymember Joe Simidian's affluent Silicon Valley district a lot. But Simidian supported the two-year tax hike.
We've had a bit of a vacation, if you will, on taxes and fees during the boom years. But the boom years are over, at least for the moment, and so is our vacation from some of those taxes and fees, I'm afraid.
But unlike some of his fellow Democrats, Simidian also wants to see some spending cuts. And spending cuts are all California's Republican lawmakers want to see. They've so far refused to go along with any tax increases. And a handful of Republican votes are needed to pass a budget, even in a legislature dominated by Democrats. Peter DeMarco, spokesman for Assembly GOP leader Dave Cox, says California should deal with its shortfall as a working family might.
When your bills come in and you add them up and you find that you are spending more than you are bringing in, you make spending reductions. You don't go out and open up new credit card accounts and continue to spending money that you don't have.
Democrats are hoping that since numerous Republican governors in other states have approved new tobacco taxes, the California GOP will eventually give in. Dr. Norman Edelman of the American Lung Association also hopes they will. He says since New York City residents began paying a $3 per pack tax earlier this year, the results have been positive.
The amount of cigarettes purchased has gone down, but revenues from the cigarette tax has increased.
Not surprisingly, the tobacco industry opposes the wave of tax hikes sweeping the country. Tom Ryan, a spokesman for Philip Morris, argues that such a high tax in California would inevitably lead to cigarette smuggling and perhaps even more organized crime. He also says the state might actually bring in less revenue because smokers would have a much bigger incentive to evade taxes through internet sales or by driving to Indian reservations or neighboring states.
The cost savings between the state of Nevada and California would be a minimum of $25 per carton. So this would exacerbate an existing problem in California.
And Sacramento Bee political columnist Dan Walters has more philosophical objections.
I don't smoke and never have smoked, but it's legal. And I think it's kind of inherently wrong to tax something that's otherwise legal with the express notion of putting it out of business, being confiscatory. It's a bad precedent, and who knows what next year's unpopular habit might be.
Still, since fewer than 20% of Californians smoke, and most are lower income, Walter says it's politically a lot easier to impose a tax on them than on car owners or the wealthy. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.